The grant from the United States Agricultural Department's Rural Development Administration would have paid for a third of the project's cost and loaned the rest. City Manager Peter Williams explained that when the council applied for the grant, the terms were different, closer to an even split.
The council approved the alternate three last time, and we forwarded it to the national office when they returned the grant. When it left here, it was 55% to the city, and the cost were 55% to the city, and 45% was going to be a grant. When it came back from the national office, it's 67% to the city and 33% is a grant.
The council was urged to accept the revised terms by Bob White of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, who has been working on sewer and water projects for villages for years. White said the funding for water and sewer projects has gone from hard to find to nearly impossible.
The days of getting a fully funded project by a grant are kind of gone. And I just want to say I've seen that coming. I've seen it like right now. Lots of projects that are on hold for like little amounts of money that just can't be closed. So I would just urge you, this is an opportunity to move forward, piping, water, sewer in Bethel.
White said other subdivisions that are farther from city center would only become tougher to reach without piping the easier neighborhoods first. The avenues stretch from 3rd to 7th Avenue, including Ridgecrest Drive and Main Street, and contain 112 homes and several commercial zone locations. With Councilmember Fritz Charles out sick, the vote was split evenly, and the resolution to accept the grant failed. Councilmembers Mitchell Forbes, Leif Albertson, and Perry Barr voted in favor, with Carol Young Jordan, Mayor Fred Watson, and Vice Mayor Raymond Thor Williams voting against. Opponents pointed to competing priorities for the City Enterprise Fund, such as the Alaska State Housing Authority neighborhood, commonly referred to as housing, where, due to aged pipes, conditions continue to deteriorate. Mayor Watson.
That takes away funds that we have now for possibly, you know, setting aside for that loop replacement or to be even begin it.
Vice Mayor Raymond Thor Williams agreed and added that the city ought to focus on projects that would bring pipe services to Tundra Ridge, Blueberry, Larson, or Kasaili subdivisions. City Manager Williams contended that redirecting the funds needed to see those piping projects through to those subdivisions wouldn't be affordable for the city in the foreseeable future, and urged the council to take advantage of the opportunity before them to pipe the avenues. Last night's vote doesn't mean that it's the end for the Avenues project. Should anyone who voted no or was absent for the vote request a reconsideration, another vote call could be held for the resolution. A new resolution could also be considered by council related to the Avenues project, provided it offered a different option from what was proposed in Resolution 1818. A vote on adding 6 new water trucks is likely at the next council meeting. In Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.